We're talking to Gary O'Neill, our state conservationist for NRCS. And Gary, it's being called a new project, a new conservation program. Why is that?
Well, it's a little different approach. It's trying to maximize the resources available so a partner can develop a project proposal, identify what they want to address, and then they can, in that process, actually request resources from NRCS. And it can be in the form of several programs. It can be the Conservation Stewardship Program. It can be Environmental Quality Incentives Program, EQIP. It can be our whole host of easement programs. So all those programs can be requested. The partnership then would identify how those would be utilized, and then they will bring resources to bear as well. We'll implement this through a project agreement with all the partners, and it's a five-year agreement, and we'll determine how the resources will be used. And most of our projects, staffing resources are being provided by the partners. NRCS is there to help and assist and develop contracts, but a lot of the technical assistance that's going to be done on these are actually being done by the partnership.
The NRCS will kind of oversee the projects themselves.
Exactly. We're definitely involved in that. If EQIP's going to be used, the EQIP rules are applicable. So the Elk City project, what we're looking at is really doing EQIP contracts, but you can come up with different ways to use the non-federal money. Maybe there's some practices that they want to use a different cost share rate on, and so they could use the non-federal funds for certain practices and then piggyback the federal. Or maybe they want to sweeten some of the incentives on certain practices, so the EQIP will pay a part of it, and then the other program can step in and pay more. So it's a real collaboration.
And Shannon Phillips indicated maybe some EPA money involved as well.
Exactly. Some of their match is 319 EPA, which OCC administers, so they have some resources through 319. So it's not just state money. There's also some 319 money. But a real commitment, the Elk City Lake project, they've tried to get funding for a number of years. This project was funded through this new program, which allowed, some real issues to be addressed for the city of Elk City.
And so our a typical contract under this new regional program would be about 5 years?
It can be from 1 to 5 years, exactly. If it's a practice you're going to get on the ground real quick, maybe the contract might be a two-year contract. But there is flexibility for that. And the other really neat thing, Ron, is that this money is now here. We're going to put it in an agreement. You don't have to wait for funding again next year. We have the 1.5 or 4 million from NRCS. It'll be in that agreement, and it's there for the project for the life of the agreement.
Also, we were indicating that this is the first wave. There's going to be additional opportunities to identify more problems.
Yes, the program's in the Farm Bill, so this was the first round of this. There'll be another sign up sometime in February, and the process will start over again. As we mentioned, their overwhelming response nationwide, over 600 proposals came in, far more than the money that was available. But it did show that there are groups out there that have resources that they want to use on conservation. And so it's really stretching the federal dollar a lot more.
And so in some cases, it's a one-to-one match. A lot of cases, the partners are bringing a lot more than just a single, more than a dollar to match the dollar from the feds.
Exactly. And it is a competitive process. The 600 got whittled down to 100. And part of that process is what kind of resources it's bringing to bear amongst a whole other set of things, criteria. So, it's a big group that's eligible. It's not just a conservation agency. Two conservation districts could go together. A group of farmers could come together and develop a proposal. It's pretty open. It's a long list of eligible partners that can apply for this program. And, we did this first round fairly quick because the Farm Bill was passed in February. We wanted to get it out in 14. There'll be a lot more information available when this one comes out in February about the potential of who could apply and what the potential might be for projects.
Healthy Soil Project for Oklahoma. This is relatively new for our part of the world, that the cover crop, intensive cover crop type of a proposal that you're looking at.
Yes, it is. We've been talking to a lot of farmers about cover crops, and we're getting more and more farmers that are using it. And what we're really promoting is take a look at it as part of your rotation. You may not need a cover crop every year, but there might be a period in your rotation that you have that, hey, there's an opportunity there to put something out there and then look at the value you might get from that. We're even looking at some producers that are using it to graze a little bit to offset some of the expense of putting the crop in. But we think that there's a place for cover crops in Oklahoma. We have concerns with moisture, but like we said earlier, we think that some of the savings you get from the cover crop might offset what you're losing by the crop growing. So this project will actually set up some more demonstrations where we can actually learn about these on a farm field size. Things like moisture, what input costs, how did that change, and then how did it affect my yield? Because if it's got to work out on the bottom line for a farmer to be able to do this. So we're excited about this project to look at you know, maybe getting to a point where we can expand cover crops in our state. Thanks, Ron.